Welcome to another episode of Hey You. I'm Christian.
And I'm Athena.
Today, we are bringing you the inside scoop on the operations and supply chain major, told from the perspective of one of our own, Professor John Dallimore.
Aside from teaching operations and supply chain courses at the U, he is also a program manager for Northrop Grumman, one of the largest aerospace and defense technology companies in the U.S. He had a lot to share about his career progression and the major itself.
A senior program manager at Northrop Grumman. I've been in that role for about 5 years, and I'll explain a little bit more about what that entails in a second. I've been with Northrop Grumman for about 15 years. I've been in finance roles, program management roles, business management roles. And prior to that, I came from Fairchild Semiconductor, which was a integrated circuit manufacturer. So it went from little tiny circuits to great big rockets. Very micro-focused on cost to micro-focused on quality and reliability. So kind of a little bit different government contractor versus highly competitive international semiconductor industry was very different. But I've been a professor up at the University of Utah for 10 years and basically taught the same class, Lean Six Sigma for managers, teach one of the sections in the fall to undergraduate students in a similar class to the management and MBA and MSIS students. Just a little bit about what program management is at Northrop Grumman. Basically, I manage a program that's about $200 million a year. We provide the rockets that go into the nuclear subs for the Navy, build three stages, and they're big, powerful rockets that are floating around the oceans right now, protecting our country.
Working in operations was not something that Professor Dallimore had always planned for. It's not uncommon for professionals to end up somewhere that is on a completely different path than where they started. Here is Professor Dallimore talking about his experience.
So I would categorize my career as very eclectic, maybe even ADD at some level. So when I graduated from college, I basically moved to Japan and taught English just kind of whimsically with my wife. And then I came back and worked for a couple of years prior to going back to Indiana for business school. In business school, I thought that what I really wanted to do was consulting, but that lifestyle is not that great. And so I ended up back in Utah, not really intentionally, but was recruited out of Indiana to come back to Utah. And so that's how it worked out. When I started, I did HR, compensation, did that for a couple of years. Then I recognized that where the road really meets the rubber is in operations. And so I jumped into a supervisory role in the factory, which is a 24/7 operations, high-paced, high-intensity operations job. Love that. That's where I basically got into the lean approaches and manufacturing. So my formal education was more in finance and management, but my on-the-job training has mostly been in operations.
A career in operations allows you to see the behind the scenes of a company's inner workings, which can provide for unique experiences.
So obviously building missiles that go into submarines is pretty cool. When the UK Admiral, basically the singular man in charge of the UK fleet, comes to Utah and I get to tour him around our facility and show him where we actually build the rockets, and he can go out on the floor and talk to the workforce and express gratitude for what they do for his national security and for their submarine fleet. That was pretty fun. So being able to associate with some of those folks. My boss is a retired astronaut, been to the space station 5 times. And interestingly, I just found this out. He was a Top Gun pilot. Just last month, I found out that he was the Top Gun pilot that they modeled the movie after. So he and Tom Cruise kind of hung out, and his wingman or rear guy was kind of a flamboyant, interesting guy who Goose was modeled after. And so being able to associate with some pretty interesting people with some pretty interesting stories is pretty fun as well.
Aside from working in the industry, he always knew he wanted to teach. Growing up, his mom was a professor, and it really impacted him as he saw how many lives she influenced.
One day, when he was up at the U with his son, he reached out to a professor to see how he could start teaching. He eventually landed the job and became a professor for an operations class.
I talked to the chair, and I said, "So, what textbooks do you use?" And he said, "Oh, whatever you want." And then I said, "Well, what's the curriculum?" Whatever you want. I said, "Well, can you give me some ideas?" He goes, "Whatever you want." And so the first semester, I was kind of putting things together. And I will admit, the first semester was pretty rough. But the whole premise of the class being continuous improvement I've been able to pick things up and add things both from students and professionally that I think have enhanced the class. And so it's just been a great 10 years of personally learning, sharing some of the things that I've learned both academically as well as from the work experience that I've had in the semiconductor industry as well as the aerospace industry, and sharing some of those stories has been a fun journey.
The class he teaches is all about Lean Six Sigma, which is a tool that can be useful in all industries, not just operations.
The Lean Six Sigma class is kind of a unique class. It's a little bit of an anomaly because, like I said, there aren't really any textbooks per se. It's not a class that's typically offered, I think, at most business schools. It's more of a industry-type curriculum or even a weekend workshop. And so it's really unique and great that the University of Utah does have that aspect to it. The premise of the whole class is just continuous improvement. How do we get better every day at our jobs, at our lives? And there are various principles, various methodologies that we use. And we study Six Sigma, we study Lean, we study Theory of Constraints, Toyota Production Systems, which are all kind of similar in some ways and a little bit different. But again, basically the premise is that you look at where you're at today, you set a goal, a vision for where you want to be in the future, and then you chart a course of how you get there and make steps incrementally, small wins over time that help you get there. And so it's really applicable to almost anything you do, whether you're in an office environment, a true operations production area. The principles are the same. You just have to learn to adapt them and understand when to use which principles.
Something that many people may not realize is how versatile a degree in operations is. You are able to do a lot of different things with it, so you don't have to stay on one track your whole life.
I think operations is a better term than production. Used to be production management or that sort of thing, and that has some images of hardcore manufacturing environments, you know, blue collar jobs, whether it's, you know, coal mining or iron work or cars or whatever. But operations, there's operations in everything we do. Every office has an operation that's associated with it, a flow of work aspect that how do you get work done more efficiently. And so I think if people just think of operations as manufacturing, then there's a miscommunication because operations is in everything and it's applicable to everybody. I think one of the great benefits is of an operations degree from the University of Utah is it provides an avenue to so many different opportunities from a work perspective. Great thing about operations is the paths that it can lead you to. And I, so back to your original question of what are the misconceptions, that everybody should take an operations class. And if you're an operations major, I just think your aperture for opportunities and careers is so much wider than maybe a narrowly focused degree.
One thing to keep in mind, whether we are in a pandemic or looking towards the future, is how important supply chain professionals are, as they are necessary to keep organizations running smoothly.
The most important thing in my organization for the next 2 years are the supply chain folks, without question. Whenever we're looking, which we are, at the future and saying, where are our roadblocks? Where are our bottlenecks going to be, you know, next month, next year? We work through those solutions without fail. The number one thing that comes up is our supply chain. And so being able to contribute at that level, not just on a level of saying, yeah, the mechanical engineering or the technical aspect of building rockets is important. Getting stuff where you need it when you need it is every bit as important. And so being a critical player in that little world is exciting and fun. And it takes somebody who can stand some heat because there's some pressure to it.
For students currently working towards their OSC degree, he has some advice to share.
Well, one of the things we talk about in class, actually, is that everybody needs to have a vision or a goal, and that helps them chart their course. But having said that, you also need to be open to other opportunities that arise. If you're so micro-focused on one career, you'll miss opportunities that are just to the periphery. And so one of the things we talk about is have a goal, start a path, but be open to opportunities.
Thank you to Professor Dallimore for taking the time to chat with us and telling us more about operations at Northrop Grumman and the U.
I took his Lean Six Sigma class this past semester and thoroughly enjoyed it. I highly recommend the class to anyone who is interested in operations.
Please make sure to give us a like, a review, and a follow so you can stay up to date on all of our latest episodes. I'm Athena.
And I'm Christian. Thanks for joining us on this episode of
Hey You.